What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
Well then, how are you?
I'm here, I'm grand.
Yeah.
Except for the weather.
That's horrible, isn't it?
It's miserable.
Isn't it just rotten?
Yeah, we got a day or two that weren't bad there and then...
But did I see someplace that's supposed to be like really, really nice soon? Are we supposed to be getting like...
Yeah, if you get in the plane.
I know, seriously.
No, yeah.
Weren't they saying
to,
that...
Yeah, it's not supposed to be too bad, they're saying.
When?
I didn't look that far ahead. I didn't want to get my hopes up.
Man, I have to cut the grass. Yeah. I'm telling you. See, the obvious problem is it's just gone so long now. Like,
but as well as that,
if the lawnmower would be able for it.
If you're going to cut the grass, put a rope tied to the car and tie the other end around your waist.
What?
Because the lawn is going to be so much of a bog, you could sink.
No, if we get a couple of days of sunshine, it should be all right.
Yeah.
I think.
You see, what's going to happen there is that you'll get a day of sunshine, you'll get another day, and you'll push your luck then and go for the third for it to dry out.
Everybody else's house I'm passing on the way out our road, everybody's cut their grass except for me.
Yeah, I can't figure that out.
Why? Have everybody else managed to do it?
Yeah. I mean, because you hear a lot more going at the oddest of times, but...
It happens me every year that I leave it too long and then it's an absolute nightmare to do. Miserable, yeah, maybe. I tell you, man, I have to come off social media, especially Twitter. Like, I'm not much of a Twitter person because I kind of look at Twitter for news and that, but I don't really tweet because, like, I don't think anybody cares.
Because you can never get what you need to say in whatever number of...
No, it's not that, but it's just that I don't really, like...
So you're not long-winded, okay?
No, it's not any of that. It's just that I don't, like, have any followers or anybody that, like, cares what I have to say on Twitter. I'm an old fogey now. I just use Facebook. I'm trying to figure out Snapchat or whatever. Is that what it's called? Snapchat? Is that what the thing is called? Have you got that?
No.
You don't have that?
No.
All right.
I use Facebook.
Yeah.
X.
X.
And...
All right. The artist formerly known as, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what else.
I said Twitter, didn't I? Okay, so I should be going. I'm going to call it Twitter. Anyway, all weekend, like, trending was World War III. So, like, I've been looking at that all weekend and been stuck to Sky News and everything, but everything's going on in the Middle East and all that. That's kind of fairly concerning and fairly frightening stuff. It's frightening enough when you watch it on the BBC or watch it on RT or whatever, but when you go on Twitter and people are just like, you know, it's a cesspit, really.
Most social medias are,
I think so. You will be happy to know... Well, maybe.
We're cancelling Worst Joke Wednesday.
No, we're not. You'll be happy to know that I've signed you up for a Stephen's Run.
Oh, good for him.
So,
but that's an extra ambulance they're going to need.
We've teamed up with the Tipperary Sports Partnership. So this is the Couch to 5K challenge.
I can manage the couch bit.
Stephen will be talking about it more again at lunchtime. He's looking
and Stephen will know what he's
for about. Five local volunteers to take part.
Okay.
And on the email that we got, Stephen also said, if any of you know anybody that might be interested. So I said, yeah, I do. I know somebody that could be interested in doing that. But like, you'll be grand. He'll put you on a training plan, it says here, and it'll be tailored to your individual needs.
So, my individual needs would be that couch would have to have an engine of some kind.
Yeah, okay. I know, I think you'd be fine. Honestly. Have you ever, like, 5K? Have you ever even walked 5K?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Over the space of a week, maybe.
Yeah. I tell you that Drew had one of those watches, what you would call it, smartwatch things.
Yeah.
He got it one Christmas. He never used it, so I started using it.
I remember that. Yeah.
And it's a good one. Like, it's an Apple one.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not cheap. Like, I don't start that crack again.
Well,
but I was using it
one day.
And I was up the hills walking right in Tiptown. And I had a dog. And the thing started beeping on my hand. And it had told me, right, that I was after... like, it was a new milestone that I had walked for 20 minutes. You know what I mean? And this congratulation...
And it was also beeping warning you that your pulse was gone a bit high.
My watch started congratulating me. But, like, it was the first time I'd used it. So, like, it had started from scratch, you know what I mean? All right, see you in a while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Sporting headlines at 8.
Oh, hang on, sorry. There you go.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I didn't press the button.
Disturb you there?
No, I didn't press the button.
Okay.
How are you about Indian food? Do you like Indian food?
Yeah.
We went for Indian in Cashel on Friday night, and it was excellent.
Good.
There was a little bit of a problem. Okay.
Okay.
The problem was that I completely played it safe, right? So I got like a chicken korma.
Yeah.
Which is really, really nice. But because I wouldn't really know what to get. I'm afraid that it's going to be too hot, and I'm just not going to be able for it, you know. So Elaine was.
Do you not find though
brave.
That most of the menus now have a kind of a little chili emblem?
They do.
Yeah,
and they might have two or three of them beside it.
Yeah,
actually, I saw that. Yeah,
so you go for the one.
I didn't even go for one. I don't think there was any chili. I don't think there was any chili little thingy majig beside the korma. It was great. Whatever Elaine got, it was like far too hot. Right?
Okay, even for her?
Even for her.
Right.
And she couldn't finish it. It was just... And I said, it can't be that hot.
No, don't tell me you tried.
I tried a bit. Man, it was tears. There was tears rolling down my face. She couldn't finish. Now, it was very good. We had starters and everything, so she was fine. There was no complaints like it. It was her own fault for ordering something that was too hot. But Saffron in Cashel, really, really nice. My first time there, actually. And it's beautiful. Do you know where it is?
No, actually.
Just beside the Super Value there on the...
on the main street?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just up on the up over the bookies there. Is it Paddy Powers or something there? I think it might be. That was very nice. I saw a couple of good things over the weekend too. Did I already talk... So I was off Thursday and Friday. I can't remember. Did I talk to you about Scoop?
You mentioned it, yeah.
Okay, I did that already.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I watched it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Did I tell you about Ripley, which is very, very good?
No.
That's excellent as well. We stuck in that over the weekend. And what is I going to say to you? Something else I had in my head. The Aldi thing. Did you see that? So Marks and Spencer's website.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So they were selling like outdoor dining sets or something. And they... They dressed it up and they put a picture on their website and made it look amazing and all that. And I'm sure it probably is amazing. It's lovely. And but somebody spotted that they had a bottle. They had a bottle of wine on the table, and two people sitting enjoying the sunshine. Yeah. If you'd ever get sunshine, right? And what is it? It's a bottle of Aldi wine that's sitting on there. Yeah. So they immediately took it down. But hasn't there been something in the past? I have it here someplace.
Yeah, there was a bit of trouble over Colin the Caterpillar.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they, was it that Aldi had a one called, what was the caterpillar they had?
Marks and Spencer have Colin the Caterpillar.
Okay.
They have a load of different products under that name.
Yes.
But Aldi came up with, I can't remember what the name they used was.
Well, yeah, I have it here.
Similar.
C-U-H-T, Bert, B-E-R-T.
Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
Cuthbert. Cuthbert.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to say that.
Okay.
So they that went on before. So
yeah, there was legal action.
There's a little bit of going back and forth there, isn't there?
I mean, you would imagine that Aldi had absolutely nothing to do with the bottle of wine appearing on the...
Well, I'm sure that they actually didn't. I don't know. Are you saying that tongue-in-cheek?
No, they couldn't.
I don't know. But like, who would have made that mistake? For God's sake, somebody working for Marks and Spencer's.
Well, maybe the closest shop to wherever they were taking
the
photograph
Somebody go get
a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine. All right. Anyways. I'll talk to you in a while.
Okay.
It's 7:37 Monday morning right here on Tip FM.
Sporting headlines at 11.
This is a great story you dropped into me, actually.
Which one?
It's the octopus.
Oh, yeah.
So a family in America got an octopus for their 9-year-old son's birthday. It says that it upended their life after it gave birth to 50 babies.
I mean, an octopus... As a pet.
I know, it's a bit daft in the first place, isn't it? And a 9-year-old who lives in Oklahoma was given the octopus in October, named it Terrence. Terrence the octopus. Believing it to be a male, but it wasn't. Family says that it ended up a lot larger than they expected, and said numerous water tanks have now been taken over half of their bathroom. They have 50, well, they're 51 now. They have 51. They say it also destroyed their home, that they have had to spend thousands of dollars on food supplies and water damage repairs, according to the Daily Mail. I mean, you're right, like an octopus for like a pet.
And it's like, you know, it's grown. Oh, yeah. Buy a Great Dane pup and be surprised when he gets big as well. Mm-hmm. You know?
How many times do you have to tittle an octopus to make it laugh?
Tentacles.
Tentacles. I'm surprised you're saying that, because that's not actually correct. It's eight, isn't it? Of course it is eight, because the first two are testicles. They're just tested to see if it works for someone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later.
If I can help it. Back this morning from 9.
I've noticed that too about those bottles. It's a good idea, but I didn't realise that they were doing it on the milk bottles.
Neither did I until this morning.
Well, did you... You see, he took your eye out.
I was having a bottle of water the other day.
I was trying to think, how could... Okay, go on, explain that to me.
And I undid the cap, and the cap is still attached to the ring.
That's what we're talking about. Sorry, yeah, I should have said, yeah, that, okay, should have said, yeah, that to people. Yeah, go on.
The cap is, yeah, still attached to the ring that's on the top of the bottle, and it's just sticking out at a kind of an angle there.
Yeah.
I took the bottle up to my mouth. Mm. Unfortunately, the cap wasn't off to the side. It was actually,
yeah, okay,
going to the centre, right, and it nearly took me eye out.
But should, like, surely there's a much of a gap there between your eye, like, and your...
Well, if it's facing up the way,
no.
Okay.
So, like, is that
have a short face.
Is that part of your face? Is the middle part of your face very small? Just
must
that,
be,
that area, yeah, there. I'm doing it with my hands so much for that. Waste time.
Now, I can see the...
It's a good idea.
The point of it, yeah. It stops people from just throwing away the bottle cap.
How's the old thing going with the machines in the supermarkets? I have yet to put a bottle or a can in.
I'm
it.
The same. I have a load of them at home and I'm constantly going, yeah, must bring them in, must bring them in. And then I looked actually the other day and I was kind of doing a quick mental tally and I have a few quid to get.
Have you?
I do. Or sorry, I have a few quid to claim back.
I got a can of something or a bottle of something recently. Like it was, let's say it was 3 quid. I don't know. But when I went up to pay for it, it was 3.25.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that they hadn't put it, like the price of it was 3 quid on the shelf.
Yeah.
And the 25 quid was, 25 quid.
25 quid,
yeah. It was a really nice can of stuff. The 25 cent, like your man said, because I thought it was only €3. He said, no, that's because of the thingamajig.
Deposit
but they don't have to put that on it. Do you know where they have to advertise the price of things? They don't have to put it on it there.
I think there's probably a label someplace saying that, you know, doesn't include or something like that.
Okay.
But actually, in next week, I'm hoping... I remember we did a piece just before the whole scheme started. I spoke to Martin Allen, the manager of Tesco in Clonmel, just about how they prepared for that. And hopefully going to talk to him next week on how it's going.
All right. I saw a video of... this video that was like... I don't know, was it here or where it was? Maybe it was here. Who else has got those machines? Do they have them like in the UK?
I'm not sure if they're in the UK, but they have in a few countries across.
I saw this YouTube thing where a fella had a bottle or a can.
I know what you're going to say here.
Yeah, he had it like on a piece of string.
Yeah, I don't know if that works or not.
And he kept pushing it down and pulling it back, and it kept clonking up as money owed to him. I don't know.
There was another scam where you got one of the barcodes from a bottle that would give you your return.
Yeah.
And you photocopied it.
Yeah.
And attached it to non-returnable bottles.
Oh, all right, okay.
But that's only going to work for so long because you're going to run out of non-returnable bottles in that they're being phased out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work either. I'm not suggesting you should try, by the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, wasn't there 1 year ago where there was a coin that was the same weight as a 50 pence? I'm trying to think.
Oh, I remember something.
We robbed.
Okay. First of all, this "we" does not include me.
I should have said we did reasonably well out of it back in the day. There was a video game sometimes. Do you remember the video games? Everybody remembers the stand-up video games.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ones in the pub that you'd sit down in front of? And they were basically like a table. They were like a small table.
Okay.
Do you not remember those?
Wasn't a great pub gore me.
I know, but you must... So you'd sit down. It was very same as a table, but the screen was flat. And your little joystick thing was here.
No, I definitely don't remember.
Do you not remember those?
Not anything. I remember the big...
These were ones that you'd sit down
at. Where was the joystick?
At the pub. Just here, like in front of you. Just there. And it, like you'd be playing Pac-Man or something on it. But I remember that whatever coins it used to take back in the day, there was a coin that was obviously of less value that you could use.
No, I can just imagine you having...
We just have a bag of them, like.
No, but I can imagine you finding out that the pound coin was weight as the 50.
It wasn't, I can't remember. Somebody will tell me, but it was definitely one of those games where like where they opened it up at the end of the night, like it was nothing. There was nothing in it, only just... anyway, whatever. Have you heard of the TV channel C-SPAN? In the States.
No.
They're a cable network TV and they do it's all really political stuff that they do. And I had a look on YouTube last night and they keep getting people. They keep bringing callers on air, but they keep getting prank calls and there is thousands of them. And I don't know how they don't have a delay, like, or a profanity button or something that they can put. And, like, the vast majority of them I couldn't play for you, but I found a funny one. I'll leave for you at 7:30. All righty, we're back. Okay, we'll talk to you in a while. Okay. Good luck. Bye.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
I often try to explain this to people. We've got a profanity button here. Fran would probably use it more than
normally
the rest of us.
For you, we just use it for you.
Yeah, all the time. For me, yeah. Is it like a 9-second delay or 10-second delay?
Something like that.
Something like that, right? So all it means is that, like, if we say, okay, say Fran is speaking to somebody and they say something that they shouldn't, and they mightn't even mean to say it, right? There's a delay there. So he can click the button and it'll take out...
You should have hit the button.
You should have hit the button. He can take out, like, what was said and all that. So that's normal, right? Yeah. But up until recently, C-SPAN, which is the cable network in the US, they didn't have that for some reason. And if you look online and look up prank calls for C-SPAN, okay. So they have political programs mostly on C-SPAN, and people right across America are constantly ringing them, saying things like the stuff that they're coming out with. Now, you can imagine, right? It's normally like about the size of diddlers and things, right?
Oh, I can see why you're watching it now. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
but that kind of. So I watched loads of them last night, and they're very funny. Some of them.
Well, you said it was political.
No, but like the stuff that people are ringing in with is very funny. Like the prank calls. So if you look up prank calls on C-SPAN, right, there's just the world of them. And I don't know why they didn't have a delay on their network. But anyway, I think they probably do now. There was loads of them that were very funny, but they were crude. And I thought, like, I couldn't play them. Mm-hmm. I know Gwan said it never stopped me before. But I found one just to give you an idea, right? And all I'd say to you is think Rick Astley, all right?
Rick's calling from Austin, Texas on our Republican line. What's on your mind today, Rick?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about what's going on between the U.S. and North Korea, but I really specifically want to talk about Donald Trump and what he's doing. It seems that a lot of people are assuming he's making bad decisions for everyone, but I believe he's making decisions for the people. But for Donald Trump, we're also no strangers to love. You know the rules, so do I. And for him, a full commitment is what I'm thinking of. And you wouldn't get this from any other guy. And I just want to tell y'all how I'm feeling. I want to make y'all understand, hopefully, that he is never going to give you up. He is never going to let you down. He is never going to run around.
Okay,
you.
We're not
going to
get rickrolled here today. Stephen's calling in from Wyndham.
Like, there's the world of them. Like, and I just, like, people just do it to him all the time. Like, all the time. I thought that was funny.
Actually, sometime we're going to have to tell the listeners your story about pressing buttons.
What, go on?
In the old station,
what did I do? Oh, yeah, like, that's too long a story. That's too long a story.
Okay.
All right, very quickly,
no,
right?
No, not now. Maybe
very quickly. Okay, all right, because it is a kind of a long story. Do you know whose birthday it would be today? Great comedian Spike Milligan, who I just thought who was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I know probably...
Proud Irishman.
Yeah, and I think I've played this before. Probably this time last year, actually. So he was born on this day, 1918, right? 83 when he died in 2002. And this is him collecting, just a quick clip, and I just think it's the funniest thing. Collecting an award. Have a listen to this.
Here we go. I have a letter to read out to you from His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
Do I kneel down for this? I'm the Prince of Wales.
The Prince of Wales. I'm sorry I have to do this, but I know it takes a lot of impact out of it, but here we go. As someone who grew up to the sounds of the Goon Show on the steam-driven wireless, I must confess that I've been a lifelong fan of the participants in the show, and particularly of Spike Milligan.
Oh, the little grovelling bastard.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. And they were great friends, apparently. All right, see you later. Good luck. Bye-bye. Every time you come around... Now, last time I spoke to you, you mentioned about me pressing a button. People are curious about that. Okay, it was in the old studios.
It was in the old studios.
Okay. Man, that's
Road.
That's 20 years ago or more.
Probably.
Was it that it was in the reception area? I'm trying
you
to remember.
You volunteered to cover reception while somebody was gone to lunch.
Okay, yeah.
You were sitting out in the front of the building.
Okay.
And you being you started looking around wondering what mischief could you get up to. You saw a button.
Yes.
Under the desk.
Yeah.
I wonder what's that? And you pressed the button.
Yes.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
You pressed it again. Nothing happened. A few minutes later, you go, hey, you give it a good few presses, like, you know. You're gone, you know, this was like towards the end of the lunch break, and you're gone back to your office and, you know, shooting the breeze, and the guards arrived. Somebody was pressing the panic button, lads. What's going on? Somebody pressed the panic button.
It's like, man, it's like, yeah. If I see a button, I have to press it.
It's like if you see a sign that says wet paint, do you have to check?
I have to touch it. Yeah, if I see a sign saying "Stay off the grass," I'll have to walk on the grass. That was it, wasn't it?
Rebel.
It was. It, I know. It was. It was a panic button, wasn't it? And the guy, we had a bit of explaining to do, didn't we?
But what is this wee business? You didn't even appear.
Now, to be fair, like, it took him a while to come, didn't it? Like, if we were being attacked or something. Like, because it took the whole lunchtime thingamajig break. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so there you go. It's not a great story, but I'd forgotten that happened. got in trouble again. So an Italian minister says that non-alcoholic wine should not be called wine. So they don't want to put that in the label anymore.
Okay, what would you call it then?
Grape? What's your man's name? Go on.
Francesco Lollobrigida.
That's exactly him. That's him. There you go. You did well there, actually. No.
Thank you.
He says that there should be non-alcoholic drinks, but they shouldn't be allowed to be called wine. I suppose I'm trying to think about that. Like, I was saying it's kind of a bit of a...
I mean, you've got non-alcoholic beer.
What? You do, but it's called beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why shouldn't you have it called wine?
Yeah.
I don't see what the big deal about that is. What am I missing there? I don't know.
The alcohol?
Of course. Sales of non-alcoholic wine are soaring, and the industry is expected to grow by 10%. Between now and 2033. Have you ever had non-alcoholic wine?
No, I haven't actually. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I've never tasted it.
Have you ever had non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Some of them are fine.
What's the Guinness one like?
That actually tastes like...
Is that the one that you had?
Guinness. I've had that and I've had some of the lagers as well.
I've never had non-alcoholic beer or wine. I just never saw the point. Like if you just, you know...
Well, if you like the taste. But...
I'd if we were someplace now and I was driving or something, I'd much prefer a cup of coffee, like, do you know what I mean? Or, like, a mineral. And, like, I certainly can't see people going out having, like, 5 pints of non-alcoholic beer. What am I missing with that as well? I don't know,
But, I mean, would you see them having 5...
glasses of Coke or something?
Well, no, 5 pints of alcoholic beer.
You would, yeah, but like...
What's the difference then? I mean, if the taste is...
The alcohol is the difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it can't taste the same, can it? And again, let's try that sometime. I don't know. You think it tastes the same?
To my uneducated palate, yes.
But you wouldn't go like and have 5 or 6 pints of non-alcoholic beer, would you?
Well, I wouldn't have 5 or 6 pints of alcoholic beer either.
I should a grateful urge.
I know. I'm a cheap date.
You're the great fella, like, aren't you? Yeah. You wouldn't have 5 or 6, you'd have 8 or 9, maybe. I know, you're a bit like me that way. All right, okay, I'll see you later.
Good luck.
8:37, Tip FM.
Back this morning from 9.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm grand.
Now, yourself and Trump have something in common. How long have you been paying Whished Up money now out of your wages every month?
That's not working because you keep talking about me.
Yeah, what is that? Hush money or Whished Up money? It would be Whished Up money here, wouldn't it? What is it? You direct debit for about 40 quid a month? Is that for women? Or
the solicitor.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man, that's just some crack, isn't it? Really is. Like, honest to God, like, this man could be president again. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
But apparently, the hush money isn't the issue.
Yeah, it's what?
It's how he declared it.
Your man went to jail, didn't he, for the guy that actually was the middleman between
what's his name?
Himself and Stormy.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy. What's his name again? I can't think, but he was the kind of slister guy in the middle that paid the money. And what was it? Did he... he didn't declare it or he did... I don't know. What did he do?
I think it was kind of put in his expenses that were...
Oh, thanks. You know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, there you could put in your 40 euros expenses every month. Yeah. What have we got today? We've got Worst Joke Wednesday.
Contact solicitor.
Sorry?
Nothing.
We have got Worst Joke Wednesday today. I've got some jokes for you. I want to talk
about... That'll make a change.
I want to talk about leprechauns.
Yeah, what's the story with leprechauns? On the 17th of April, like, what's...
It's a serious story, actually, about leprechauns.
Come on now.
Why?
How can you have leprechauns in serious stories?
Well, it's only a small story. Like, there's only 236 leprechauns left in Ireland. And
sorry?
There's 236 leprechauns left only.
From an original total of...
Oh, there was thousands of them. Apparently there was thousands of them. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about that. Because they will be... What?
What happened to them?
They died. They died.
Just natural causes, like...
I don't know what they died from. Kind of a cold or something that they got. A fella on Ireland AM talking about him last week.
Joining us now to discuss the mythical abilities and campaigning for the protection of leprechauns is Ireland's last leprechaun whisperer, Kevin Woods. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Alan. Yeah,
lovely.
Good morning,
hello, lovely Kevin. To see you, Kevin. So tell us, what is a leprechaun whisperer?
Effectively, I talk to leprechauns. My job really is to make sure that they survive as a species. There are 236 left. There were millions of them.
Told you.
And they all died out except for 236. Mm-hmm.
There's only 236. six left. Is that what you said? Why is that?
Well, they all died. There were millions of them, as you know, all over Ireland.
But why are there only 236?
The rest of them all died, and effectively what happened was that they...
But okay. You say you're our last leprechaun whisperer. What happens when you're gone? Do they all go?
Originally, they asked me to pass on the gifts that I had 2 hours before I died to the eldest of a family of nine.
So in your own family, you will pass
in
it down?
In my own family. No, none of my family want it.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I was waiting for the end of that is the best part. So you can imagine, you just have to just stop everything, right? And imagine his family at home, wherever they're from. And like if you go to school, people have said, your father was on the telly. And is he passing it down to ye, or what's the story? Have you ever
whisperer.
Yeah, have you ever seen Ireland AM?
No, I wouldn't normally, you know, I'd be at work, like.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing.
listening to that, not a lot.
See you later.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
All right, okay. Okay. Yeah, right.
See? You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, tell him what you said to me.
I think I found the problem with
leprechauns.
Disappearing leprechauns.
Yeah, go on.
I've never heard of a female leprechaun.
That isn't what you said.
No, I said I'd never seen.
Yeah.
What did I say?
And
you pointed out quite validly, why have you seen male leprechauns?
And you said, no, I haven't seen those either.
But all the talk you ever hear about is, you know, a leprechaun is male.
Yeah,
and if there aren't any female leprechauns, well then...
Yeah, but it could be leprechauns that identify as male, or maybe they could be, do you know? I mean, I don't know, like, it's just the world we live in now.
Yeah.
It could be. Worst Joke Wednesday today. Anne says that the inventor of the ballet skirt...
The tutu.
Yeah, I'll ruin the joke. Look at how rude the joke again. Was struggling for a name until she finally put two and two together. A man was arrested in Tesco yesterday, apparently, for spraying Domestos all over the fruit. He was being charged with bleach of the peach.
Peach.
Mm. 10 years ago, Pat, my cousin swore that he'd give up drinking while he's at work. He hasn't touched a job since. And I was a bit concerned.
I'm a bit concerned with that. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I was a bit concerned yesterday because there was a tiny rabbit poking out from one of my nostrils. It turns out it was only a nasal hair. You know, like, I'm iffy about this. I wrote a song, and
it's too late for the Eurovision this year.
Yeah. Mind you, it's as good as the Eurovision entry, I
think. Our Eurovision entry is not bad at all. Yeah, I even heard you saying...
Yeah, but you haven't heard my one yet.
Okay.
So, like, when I say it's as good as... So I wrote a song, got the idea from a prostate exam, okay? What's wrong with you now? I wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics as well. But see, the thing is, I don't sing. I'm not able to sing.
AI, surely.
Yeah, could you get AI to sing a few? Anyway, I got my friend Tony to sing it because I said I might play it on air.
Tony in Australia?
Yeah, that Tony, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's simply called My Prostate Exam. Do you want to hear it?
No.
Oh, go on, so. Okay. What do you think? See,
the problem is, how do you repeat that again?
I can do it again for you.
No.
I'll see you later on.
Good luck.
Sporting headlines at 11. All right, Worst Joke Wednesday. Here we go. I broke my leg and the doctor told me he was going to put me in a cast. How does he expect me to sing and dance in that condition? Went to my local coffee shop just yesterday morning and said to the barista, you're going to get there before the end, I know you. Can I have a cappuccino, please? She said, is that to sit in? Yeah. I said, no, going to drink it. Did you know, Pat, the first few weeks of joining Weight Watchers, you're just finding your feet. That's quite clever, actually.
That's good.
I like that one. Contestant on Australian Bake Off made a meringue and the crowd cheered, which is unusual. Australians normally boo meringues. Two robbers went into the off license. One guy grabs a bottle of something. He says to the other guy, is this whiskey? Yeah, that is whiskey. It's mopping the bank. God.
I have to say, you actually made me laugh earlier.
Oh, did I really?
When I was dropping
in.
What did
I say?
Nothing that you said. It was just seeing
you. Oh, yeah. Got my headphones caught in my, under my wheel of my seat and nearly choked myself.
I missed that bit. I just saw you trying to sit on the seat and lift the seat at the same time, which was kind of...
There was a wig shop in Limerick that was broken into last night. The owners have had to replace all the locks.
Oh.
Do Super Value sell fish cakes? Do you know, do they sell fish cakes?
I presume they do.
Okay, good. It's my goldfish's birthday tomorrow. And what was concerning you? What was concerning you a couple of weeks ago? Was it penguins? Did penguins...
Do they have elbows?
Yeah, we found out that they did. And they have knees as well. That's something that reminded me of that because somebody asked me if we had a chance to play the song Four-Legged Woman. Have you heard of Four-Legged Woman?
No.
Are you doing it? Four-Legged Woman, Two Knees. Do you not know that? You'll never hear that the same again.
Nope. Ruined.
All right, have a good day.
Good luck.
See you later. Good luck. Oh, no. Hang on.
What you do now?
I was blown on my tea and now my glasses are all fucked up. I can't see anything.
I got it. I could say take them off, but then you wouldn't see anything.
See anything at all. How are you?
I'm grand.
Okay, it's a bit better there now. I was in Boriscane yesterday.
Yeah.
Great crack. Up with recording kids for next week, right? Now, I've been to Boriscane like 1,000 times, okay?
Yeah.
And I thought I knew how to get to Boriscane. Well, I do know how to get to Boriscane, right? But I thought, because I had an air code for the school in Boriscane, and I didn't know that the school was in the middle of Boriscane. Sometimes the school will be having the address.
Yeah.
Exactly, there you go. And then I thought to myself, maybe there's an easier way than going through Nina. Anyway, I put on my...
How on earth would there be an easier way? Anyway, yeah, go on.
I put on my Google Maps, and between Borisoli and Nina, it told me to turn off right, okay? Which I...
I do. It's you kind of goes up a little drag when you go off the road. There's grass growing in the middle of it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I got taken that way as well before.
Man, I went for miles.
Yeah.
And I was on a road where, like, for at least for 5 kilometres, I was on a road where if you met anything, you had to reverse or they had to reverse.
And that's fine if you're on a road you know the different places that you can go to get
absolutely.
A white spot, but yeah.
So then after like driving for, let's see, maybe 12 kilometres. And then I finally got to, which main road would it be? I'm not too sure. Anyway, there was a sign saying that Nina 2 kilometres that way. And Boriscane was just there like, and somebody was just like, nothing between them. Very little between them. I said to myself, I love the old Google Maps, but God.
I thought they'd improved because that was years ago I got diverted.
Well, I
think it depends on the
traffic.
Setting.
Is it traffic? Is it? Does it?
Well, no, it depends. There's a few different settings. You can use the shortest distance.
Yeah.
Or you can do, traffic conditions and all of that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that was yesterday. That was great crack yesterday, I have to say. I've got some great stuff for next week to play for the kids.
The stuff this week though has been good, I must say.
It's good.
Yeah, well.
It's all good. But I tell you a funny one. I just grabbed a clip there a little while ago. These are the guys from next week that we did yesterday, right? It's about a minute. It's funny, right? So I was asking them what they're going to do when they get older. And these are two girls that are best friends, right?
What are you going to do, Anya?
Be a principal.
Okay. And would you like to be principal here at this school?
Maybe.
Hi, Kenzie. How are you? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be a teacher in Scudamore, Boriscane.
You're going to be the boss and she's going to work for you. How's that sound like? Good. Are you guys friends here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But the only day I'm going to give them homework is on a Thursday.
Cool. Hey, I'm not going to let you do that.
But now, see.
I'll get away with it.
See, look.
No, you won't.
Look, there's an argument already.
I'll come in every day to check on you.
Listen, hang on a minute. I thought you were friends.
We are friends.
There's an argument already.
I'm the principal. I can tell you what
they
to do.
They get ice cream every single day and whenever they want.
No, 1 second now. The principal has the last say.
Fine, I'll let you do whatever you want as long as you don't mess up my classrooms.
There might be a classroom that we're going to paint white and we're going to throw paint at the walls.
Hey, okay, fine. One classroom and that's it.
Oh, that's very funny.
But that is a sign of true friends, isn't it? The way they just argue away.
It's better than that even. It's edited down. I'll do it next week. Okay, see you tomorrow. Good luck. Bye-bye.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Trending headlines at 8.
All right, there's a thing doing the rounds online where people are challenging people from different counties and different countries, basically saying, so there's words that Waterford people can't say, or there's words that Tipperary people have trouble saying.
Yeah, the Waterford, the toughest one there is, we are the All-Ireland Hurling Champions.
Oh, whoa, man. Wow. But like, you're not long out of Waterford yourself. Like, you worked in Waterford
for
years.
The Lord said, go forth and teach all nations, so there I went.
Here's one of them. Hang on. So this is, I'm not too sure now where she's from. Hang on a second.
Things Irish people can't say properly, part two.
Yeah, okay.
Nachos, oregano, fava, film,
fava,
mirror, gelato, paparazzi, kittle, Lady Gaga, sausage, arse.
Somebody challenged a Scots guy. Okay, hang on a second. What is it? I'll know in a second here.
I was watching one of his videos last night,
yeah.
And he said that a lot of Scottish people have trouble saying the words purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm. Oh, I can't say it either. Can you say it? You'll say it anyway. Go on.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm. I can't say it. Purple burglar alarm.
Yeah.
All right, if I slow it down, I can. This is a good one, too. Guy from Northern Ireland.
Number one, shower. Australia, no word bother.
Shower.
Secondly, windy. Third, easy. Car. I know there's like people would say like car and stuff, but yeah, car. School big. Can never do big, no matter what type of big it is. But yeah, school big. Butter. I've never really struggled with butter. But yeah, butter. Sarin, pretty good saying that. 333, that's more a Republic thing, but yeah, 333. Oh, classic situation.
There I was waiting go. For
situation.
That.
Yeah, situation.
And
yeah.
Finally, oh crap, flower. but yeah, flower. How's everybody else do them?
Yeah, what's the one that you struggle with? Wasn't there one that you said before?
I used to struggle with adamant.
Element?
No, adamant.
Oh, adamant. Yeah. Lady, hear me too. Have you ever actually seen an episode of Ross na Ruin?
Full episode, no.
I've never seen it ever, 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 ever.
You might be tuning in, though, I think.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien's going to be on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Later in the month, I'm not too sure when exactly, I must try and find out. Anyway, he was in, he filmed it in Galway, but of course he was in Galway, as we talked about when he was there.
Of course you missed it.
I missed it on purpose, actually. Because Drew said to me, you know, Conan O'Brien's back in Galway. I said, yeah, I heard that. But he said, come on, we go back. Go back and do what? Like, go back and meet him.
Point,
I said,
point.
I don't want to meet Conan O'Brien. Why do you not want to meet Conan O'Brien? Why would I want to meet Conan O'Brien? Because first of all, I'm sure Conan O'Brien doesn't really want to meet me. But I'm not into that whole...
No, I think he should have gone back and pretended to be the other Luby.
Johnny Luby,
yeah. Because he really wanted to meet Johnny.
Yeah. No, when it comes to like people like that, it feels awkward. You know, because they've got so many people going up to him, tormenting him and all. I mean, what do you say even?
Well, see, what you do there
is
you go into the pub, sit up with the bar beside him. Just go, how are you? Leave it at that.
How's it going, Conan?
Don't engage any further.
Yeah.
And that'll really throw him.
Unless, like, is it your round? So, Ross na Ruin, the soap opera, it's been broadcast on TG Carr since 1996. How have I never seen any of them? Anyway, another day, another coffee story. Coffee shop in London is selling a cup of coffee for an eye-watering amount. I know you know what this is. Mm-hmm. It's about €309, £265 sterling. Shot is the name of the place based in Mayfair. That's a fancy part of London, all right?
Yeah.
Says that the coffee is made using high-quality Arabica beans from Japan. Now, man, it would have to be the greatest cup of coffee. Even if it was the greatest cup of coffee in the world, who in God's name is given €300 for a cup of coffee? That's just bonkers.
But equally then, you'd have to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
When you order your €300 coffee,
mm-hmm.
So are you telling me like that your other coffee beans are poor quality ones?
Well, does that too, isn't there? The cheapest cup of coffee in this place is £32 sterling. up to 70. Like, how is... Oh, that's bonkers, isn't it? You can get it... I talk about words that people get wrong. I always get this wrong. Espresso?
Espresso.
Yeah,
there's
said
no
that.
X, yeah.
Yeah, I said espresso, didn't I? Macchiato, yeah?
I struggle on...
Do you ever have a macchiato?
I don't think so.
No. Flat whites?
Yep.
Yeah, we like an old flat white. Americano, cappuccino, and lattes, obviously.
But...
Huh? Okay, well... go on.
Do they all cost, whatever one of those you get, they all cost around the 300 euro mark?
No, they all, yeah, those ones. You can get any of those for 300 euro.
But like...
with those special...
yeah, but the beans. Difference in the size of an espresso and a whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I mean, for the pure hit of the coffee bean,
I can't,
it has to be the espresso.
I can't say that they're all 300 quid.
Okay.
But the all the coffees start at 32 star... It's sterling. 30, yeah. Do you want a little dad joke about coffee?
Why not?
What do you call a sad coffee, Pat?
I don't know, Andrew. What do you call a sad coffee?
A depresso, Pat. All right. My kids are embarrassed. Okay. See you later on. Good luck. Bye-bye. 8:38, everybody, on Good Morning Tipperary. This is Tip FM. Are you a bit mitered today? What's wrong with you?
No.
You just seem a little bit
busy.
You didn't come down for your tea or anything?
I had tea earlier when I came in.
Okay. Just busy?
Yeah.
You all right? Need it? No. Go on. I know you won't.
What?
A hug, like, but I don't do hugs, you know.
You don't? Yeah, exactly.
I don't do hugs.
If there's somebody else in the building offering hugs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Donald Trump. Have they finally decided on a jury?
Yeah, they have 12 selected.
They have.
I just told you on the bullet.
So yeah, okay. I heard you. Well, I was doing something else. I was busy. Okay. I was like you. I was busy.
Busy, yeah.
They had trouble finding a jury. They all had to fill out a questionnaire before.
Uh-huh.
And what did it be? Do you see this? What did the woman said on it?
No.
Honestly, this is true. That he's not as orange as I thought he was on the questionnaire. So she was dismissed because of that.
But are you not supposed to be tried by a jury of your peers?
Yes.
So an Irishman is the foreman of the jury. An English teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. Donald Trump would have a great command of the English language.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose he would engage with lawyers.
He would.
And a software engineer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, how did they find... What they're obviously trying to find is people that are neutral. When it comes to, like, a jury, in any case...
Yeah, that's what
but
you
But how could you be neutral in the case of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Because, you're exposed to so much stuff. So much, like, social media stuff. All the stuff that you've seen about him. And even if, like... So, when I say neutral, I mean, there's some of them that are going to be fans of his. And obviously, your mom was a bit starstruck. So, that's why... do you know what I mean? Instead of going in there
but
with the
wonder,
serious...
Though, like, you know, he's not as orange as they thought.
Yeah.
Would that be Trump's lawyers saying, we're not taking her? Or lawyers going, not taking her?
Well, there you go. Does that mean she doesn't like him? Or she likes orange fellas? Do you know what I mean? Was she in favour of him? Got a couple of clips, actually. Freddie, did you see him interviewed last night?
No.
Pat Murphy has paid far more money than me in hush money and nobody seems to care.
I let that slip yesterday, right? I didn't mean
Pat Murphy has paid far more money than me in hush money and nobody seems to care.
I know you don't want to get into that.
Oh, that's fine.
I know you don't want to get into that. National Slowdown Day today, too, by the way, as you said.
There's works again today at the RAG, and please slow down for National Slowdown Day.
Fair enough.
You found a new toy, obviously.
No, what do you mean? I found it. These are just things that he was talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
That I got off.
I'm sure he has more important things on his mind than me. Or roadworks.
Yeah, roadworks and the RAG, and you, maybe, too. Was there anything else of interest that he said? Hang on a second.
Andrew Luby is the sexiest and most handsome man alive. Let's just say this, I would. And
let's just say I would. Mind you, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, because I think in the case of anything that moves, he would.
You know that the jury now are not going to believe a single word that man says in court if they heard that piece about thinking...
Go on, good luck.
Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
I know as you get older, things change, like in your body, like and stuff.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm dreading where this is going already.
No, I know this couldn't really make sense, right? But it's not the shirt I've on me today, but the shirt that I had on me yesterday. When I bought that, whenever I bought it, I don't know, have it a while, like it fitted perfectly. Now, hang on now, before you say it, right? Because this is what I was told at home. If it doesn't fit you, like, step back from the table. Not that way. Do you know the strangest bloody thing is that I think my arms are getting shorter, right? It's not catching me on the belly or any of that kind of stuff that I could have done to myself. It fitted, like, see that shirt now, like? See that fits kind of perfect there, just with the with the cuff there, right? The shirt that I had on yesterday was the very same as that a couple of months ago, right? But now the cuff goes down over, like, up to my fingers.
I mean, it's strange, like,
I had to roll it up like that yesterday.
Yeah, if it was getting shorter, you just say it was, you know, shrinking.
It was shrinking, but it's getting longer. Which isn't possible, is it?
So is it possible that your arms are getting shorter then?
Well, that's what I'm saying, like.
I doubt that.
I turned into a dinosaur. Like, is it... What do the poor old craters like, the big fellas with the small arms? Couldn't scratch themselves or couldn't do anything, really. How did they go to... Never mind. How is that possible? Is there anybody else listening whose arms have got shorter? If this keeps going the way it's going, like... Have you got 60 seconds? I know I did this yesterday, but I was putting together some of the clips for next week from the kids, right? Okay. Boris O'Kane. And all the kids, every place we go, are brilliant. But sometimes... Sometimes there's just some characters that stand out. Some of them are quieter, some of them are more chatty, some of them don't want to talk at all.
Until they get going.
Until they get going. Well, I always say that to the teachers. Sometimes the quiet ones, by the end of it, they've decided that they'd like to have a chat.
Was it yesterday you played the two friends?
Yeah, that was
one
very
funny.
One
was going to be the principal, that's right, one was going to be the teacher. Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this guy. Oren, what are you going to do with all that money?
Buy a PlayStation 5, a PS5, okay. A PlayStation 5, phone. I'm going to buy 200 PlayStations, okay. 300 phones.
300, okay.
900 Xboxes.
Okay, yeah, that sounds a good idea, yeah.
Some packets of Mentos and...
Hang on. A few packets of Mentos?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, go on.
And some food for the dinners, like beans. And sausages, bananas, apples, books, some holidays.
Okay.
I'll write it down when I get home.
You'll write it down? Will you email it to me?
No, I'm just going to write it down when I get home. I'm just going to wait till I win the lottery.
I know, I can't wait till I win the lottery as well.
Oh, wow. I just hope he doesn't buy some cola to go with those Mentos.
Oh, man, that's funny. Good luck, see you later. Bye.
Headlines at 11.
Oh, like Clippity sounds a bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you ever know? I just noticed that there.
Does he?
He does a little bit, doesn't he? Mm,
yeah. Okay.
What are you clicking? Are you going to play him again?
If you want, I can play a bit.
Go on, play just a small bit of it.
Disappointed that we didn't go through, but not frustrated.
Yeah, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of the Germanic.
He's German, isn't he?
He is.
And Schwarzenegger is Austrian.
It's Germanic.
It is,
yeah.
Look at that for a big word now for you. Germanic.
Manic.
Germanic.
He's one of the manics, is there. Right?
Letting parts of your garden go wild with long grass can help boost butterfly numbers. So I'd just like to say to my neighbours in Kilross, I'm looking out for the bees.
It says butterflies.
Oh, does it? I don't know. I thought it was bees. Oh, it's butterflies. Did I say butterflies first time?
Yeah.
Okay, can I do that again? I'd just like to let my neighbours know in Kilross, I'm looking after the butterflies and the bees. You wouldn't know what they'd be up to when you turn your back. Oh, no, that's birds, isn't it? Hang on. Yeah, never mind. Town in Roscommon is set to become Ireland's capital of circus this Saturday. Castlereagh is going to host celebrations for all the family to mark World Circus Day. I was never much of a fan of circuses.
Will there be clowns there?
There will be clowns there, I believe. And, of course, as you know, if you're ever in an altercation with clowns, they recommend you go straight for the juggler. And also...
Why not the funny bone?
Yeah, well, that's not bad, actually, either. That's not bad, either. And I got a request in for somebody called Cynthia Nolan. So what's the problem with that? You don't know. There's no problem with it exactly, only that. What happens when we get a request in for a Cynthia?
Oh...
She's the big 5-0 today. Lots of love from Marion across the road. I'm guessing, is that a neighbour or is that just a stalker? Somebody that's always across the road.
Just you to think of a stalker.
But is it Marion across the road? Like, every time you open your... There's Marion. Over at the bus stop.
Parson, isn't you, Cynthia? Or you're the girl for me.
All right, have a good weekend, won't you?
And you.
All right, good luck. Bye.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.